Hi, my name is Anis. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Waterloo, and I'm working on as a health data scientist.
Nahla Salem, Senior Technical Product Manager, Ruby Cloud Technologies.
My name is Amene. I'm doing a postdoc researcher at the Mayo Vision Company in Waterloo, working on the traffic data, data scientist role, and machine learning.
Hi, I'm Slavica O'Connor, Senior Data Modeler.
Hi, my name is Sumer Afzal, and I am a machine learning student.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to TechSpace. On today's episode, we're talking about women in the tech industry.
Women in many industries face a significantly higher number of obstacles than men when trying to climb the corporate ladder, even in industries that are thought to be driven by women, like fashion. One industry in particular has suffered the misconception that men ruled it from the very beginning. The science and tech industry, believe it or not, was kickstarted by women. The first digital computer was invented in the 1940s by two University of Pennsylvania professors, John Motchley and J. Presper Eckert, called the Electronic Numerical Integrator and Calculator, also known as ENIAC, or ENIAC. When the war times came, women were hired to solve complex equations using the ENIAC, building software, programming computers, and solving algorithms at the highest level for companies like NASA. But sexism and racism had infected the industry, bringing us famous stories like Katherine Johnson in Hidden Figures.
14 days, astronauts will be here for training. And we're shooting a human into space, and it's never been done before.
With the launch of the Russian spy satellite, the president is demanding an immediate response. Running from the
man. Space test group needs a computer.
Katherine is the gal for that. She can handle any numbers you put in front of her. You and I are
different from each other. This is about inventing the math, because without it, we're not going anywhere.
Yes, sir.
While it is great that Johnson is well-known and highly celebrated now, thanks in part to the success of the movie, the under-acknowledgement of women in technology still persists today. The story of Johnson mirrors thousands of other women who launched the technology industry into hyperspeed. So what happened? It all started with some ads. The company BCL, Business Computers Ltd., which was running out of the UK at the time, advertised for highly complicated yet affordable computers that would improve the functions of any business. But computers still seemed overwhelming and proved extremely hard to market. The solution ad companies came up with was showing women working them to make them seem less complicated. Although this was totally sexist, it allowed women in numbers to continue practicing programming and for male business owners to receive the praise for advancing the times. As women were marketed as programmers, men were marketed as builders, taking on the physical hard labor and business owning side of computer engineering. Women found themselves pushed out of the spotlight. The 1990s brought along a whole new landscape. Media companies profited on the nerd model, visualizing nerds and computer geeks as only men. As recognition moved further and further away from women, to solely support the achievements of men like Steve Jobs, the language of science and technology and business became one-sided, supporting the characteristics of men.
We are living in a world that's designed by men for men. Women were not at the table to design any part of this world. It's designed for someone to like have a ton of bravado and get up here and be like, I'm going to disrupt the universe, invest in me. I think that doesn't work for a way women are generally cultured. And so at CEO, we sort of flip it around. And it's a conversation, and you share what your vision is. There's no pitch decks in our process. There's no jargon, no attachments. It's literally 12 questions to apply to CEO. Why are you the person to solve this problem, and why is now the time that is needed in the world?
That's Vicky Saunders, a totally badass female entrepreneur, supporting fellow female entrepreneurs to succeed outside of the traditional model. That CEO thing she's talking about, that's her company. And it's funding overlooked businesses and technology that are run by women. With companies like this, a male-dominated tech industry isn't the issue anymore because women are making space for themselves. Women today continue to thrive in technology despite the gender gap by creating a whole new model with new language that supports their presence in the industry. In many ways, women have always been in the tech industry, kicking ass and getting things done with little support and less money behind them.
I don't know how many people here know this, but only 4% of venture capital goes to female entrepreneurs. One out of every $23 loaned by a bank globally goes to female entrepreneurs. And just so you know, we are not a niche market. 50% of the population are women, right? So the numbers are just super painful. And I had done quite a few startups, and I was in between startups when I actually heard this number, 4%. I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was so bad. And so I set out to figure out, is there a new model that we could find to get more money into the hands of female innovators?
Saunders' organization is designed to troubleshoot systematic issues that women have been working with for over 40 years. It has become so common for women to be lone rangers in their field that for some women, like computer scientist turned entrepreneur Ira Abraham, lack of diversity was normalized before she even entered her profession in university.
When I was in university, there was just a handful of us female students, and I'm a minority even. I'm black women. How many were they? And I'm like, I think I was the only one thinking about it. But at the time, we were just all happy to be riding on the wave of this new invention and technology.
Although more women are entering science-based professions than ever before, little has changed in terms of supporting them once they settle into their careers. Even though Ira is now the creator and programmer of her own company that makes visual alarm systems for people that are deaf and hard of hearing, the stagnant state of how women are viewed in the tech industry is concerning.
Interesting enough, when I reflect back, most of us who graduated in computer science went on a different direction. At the time, I do know that there were initiatives trying to get more women in tech. And we're talking pretty much over 20 years ago. So it's interesting that now that I come back, that the same conversations are happening. You would think that with the decades of experience and opportunities that we would have changed. But it just goes to show you there's a fundamental mindset shift that needs to happen in our society to enable that to fulfill itself. It's just that network and that bro code, and we want to hang out with our brothers and make this kind of hang out and watching a game. And I think that kind of excludes women for sure, because you're like, you know, she's never going to have access. And so I really do feel that it has not changed that much because I'm hearing the same story. And I say that because when I was at university, like I said, there were many times when people were saying, oh, the companies are seeing that there's hardly any female and they want to bring more women into it. You're going to have no problem when you graduate and all that. And I'm looking back and I'm hearing the same situation. So, like, really, where... It was all lip service almost, I feel. It's unfortunate. And I really do think that because it all comes to culture, it all comes to network. And when people only hang out with people that they know and they feel comfortable and familiar to them, it makes it very hard to and open your doors and open yourself to other different type of diverse groups of people.
If changing the boys' club mentality is the goal, there's no way around overhauling the entire system. And Ira isn't the only woman who endorses this idea.
We need new thinking so desperately in our world. Right now, we have one model of success, which is winner takes all. We see it happening right now between Uber and Lyft. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the whole market? And we're putting billions of dollars in it for one person to win. And the result of this winner-takes-all mindset, which I think is really trashed the planet, is that right now, 5 people have the same wealth as 3.5 billion people on the planet. 5 people have the same wealth as half the planet. When I started CEO 3 years ago, it was 85 people. Last year it was 62, now it's 5. Like, there's nowhere else to go with this model. We need to rethink our challenge of inequality. We have to figure out how to get money into the kinds of companies that actually create sustainable jobs, amazing communities, connective tissue that heal the planet.
So what's next for women in the tech industry? I suppose the same as always. We'll keep programming, creating, making amazing things that the world needs now. And as for men in the tech industry, well, I suppose it's time they realize that the future of technology, just like the past, has always been female.